Today we're going to do another Baba Basra related topic, but this is why we're doing this topic. I got a text yesterday from someone who said that he wanted to look into the inyan of being Mekabel Tzedakah from Nachrim, because he's teaching Sanhedrin in Yeshiva, and he checked if there's a Temin Alach share on the topic, and he found that the other Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz has a share on this topic in Yeshivat Shalavim, so we can't have that, so we're going to do our part also and discuss this topic of being Mekabel Tzedakah from Nachrim. Now this sugya is really two sugyas. There's one sugya that relates to being Mekabel Nedarim and Nedavos as far as the Mikdash is concerned, both in terms of Korbanos, in terms of Bedek HaBayis, and by extension, Batei Knesios. And then there's another sugya about Tzedakah, about actually being Mekabel Tzedakah. If you want, you can make it a third sugya also about being Mekabel from a Mumar, but we're not going to get into that right now. We'll see if there's time at the end. So there is a Mishnah Maseches Shkalim, in the first part of Maseches Shkalim, that says that you're allowed to be Mekabel Nedarim and Nedavos from a Nachri, and the Bar Tanura quotes the Gemara that it's derived from the pasuk Vayikra Perachav Beis Pasuk Yuches Ish Ish Mi Beis Yisrael Asher Yakriv Karbano L'chol Nidreim U'L'chol Nidvosam. So the rabbis is Sa'akum, because there are no that Shem Nodrim Nidarim U'Nidavos Ki Yisrael, that an Akum is also allowed to be Noder Nidarim U'Nidavos, is allowed to volunteer Karbanos just like a Yisrael is. But Goyim Shenasu Machsa Shekel Ein Mekabel Mehem, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Machsa Shekel from a Goy, because the pasuk says in Ezra, Perek Dalud, Lo lechem velanu livnos bayis lelokenu, ki anachnu yachad nivne l'Hashem elokei Yisrael. That it's not for everybody to build a bayis lelokenu, only the Jewish people are supposed to build a bayis for elokei Yisrael. And the Bar Tanura says, Lo lechem velanu livnos bayis b'shutfos lelokenu, it's not supposed to be done something, it's not supposed to be something that is done in partnership together with Nachrim, v'lachem ein chelek utzdaka v'zikaron b'Yerushalayim, they shouldn't have any participation in building Yerushalayim. And that, in fact, is quoted in the Rambam in Hilchos Shkalim, Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, and Perek Ches Halacha Ches, both of these halachas in terms of it being Mekabel Nedarim U'Nedavos, but not being Mekabel to build the Mikdash, or to build Yerushalayim. There is a sugya Maseches Erechin on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, where it talks about the halachos of donations of Goyim to Bedek HaBayis, and the Gemara gives a more nuanced approach, that it depends. At the beginning of the binyan, you can't be makabel, because you have to assume that somehow they have intentions to weaken the binyan. But at the end of the campaign, when they're bringing it home, you know, the last 10% or whatever, so then it seems like they're trying to be mechazik the binyan, and that's okay, as long as it's not a dover mesuyam. What does it mean, not a dover mesuyam? Says Rashi, shenira ba'ayin, something that everyone could see, that is the donation of so-and-so, you're not allowed to be makabel, because it's a ganayhu. And plus, va'od shemisparimbo, that they're going to say, look, the whole Jewish temple was built on my money, that they're going to be able to be inspired with it. So that's not something. But the Beis HaKnesses, for the sake of a Beis HaKnesses, says the Rambam, then the Rambam writes, based on the sugya and Erechin, you're mekabel mehem trumos lechachilu, v'hu shiomer kedas Yisrael lefrashti, v'im lo amar ta'un geniza shemali b'lashemayim. You always have to make sure that they're doing it al-das, to give it as charity, and not al-das that they're giving it as hegdish, because if they're giving it as hegdish, then they might actually have a din of hegdish. Then the Gemara goes on to say, Am Rabbi Yochanan, akum shesnadev menorah oner lebeis HaKnesses, ad shalom nishtaka shem ba'aleh, also lishanosa, mishanishtaka shem. So if an Akum gives a ner or a menorah, so you need Nishtaka Shem Bailim in order to be able to use that. That it's no longer going to be recognized by the person's name. So Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Yurches Simon Samuch Vav quotes a number of Deos and Poskim about accepting monetary donations for building a Beis HaKnesses, and the Chasam Sofer he quotes is Somech on Rashi and Erechin, that you're allowed to accept a monetary donation, because that monetary donation is not going to the name is not going to be associated with the money, as opposed to an item, a physical item that it's going to have that person's name on it. That's going to be a somewhat of a chilul Hashem. However, Tzitz Eliezer says he thinks that he's only comfortable being maker like that in Chutz La'aretz, but for a binyan based on Knesset in Yerushalayim, you can't be makabel, just like you're not allowed to be makabel donations for the binyan of Chomos Yerushalayim from of the Chavis. So that's all as far as Beis HaMikdash, Batei Knesios, and the like. However, it's an entirely different sugya when it comes to being Mekabel Tzedakah from a Nachri. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Dav Chav Vav and Beis, says that it's Asur to be Mekabel Tzedakah from a Nachri, Bifarhesya. If you do it in a public way, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Tzedakah from a Nachri. Why? Because it's a Chilul Hashem. But Betzina, there's no problem. Im Einu Yachal, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerdei, Sim Reish Lund Dalet, Sif Aleph, if Im Einu Yachal Lichios Betzedakah Shal Yisrael, Veinu Yachal Litla Meovid Chav and Betzina, I raise a mutter. Even though you're not allowed to be Mekabel Bifarhesya, if that's your only way to live, then you're allowed to do it. Meaning, if you simply don't have enough money, and Eina Kometz must be as Hari, there isn't enough Jewish money to be able to provide for the Jewish people, and therefore we need welfare or whatever else, whatever other programs we're getting from Nachrim, so you're allowed to take even Bifarhesya, even though normally the halacha is you're only allowed to take Betzina. In such desperate situations, you're allowed to take Bifarhesya. Why is this above Bas V'Sugya? Because all the Tzedakah Sugya is above Bas V'Sugya. So in Daf Yud Amid Beis, the Gemara tells us another reason not to be Mekabel Tzedakah from a Nachrim, and the Gemara says, forget about Chilul Hashem, but there's a Pasuk in Yeshayahu, B'yavosh Katsira Tishavarna, and Rashi says what that means is Kishatichle Zuchus Shabiyadon V'yivosh Lachluchus Maisa Tzedakah Shalan Oz Yishaberu, that when will they break, when will the Golos end, when they run out of Zuchuyos. And the Zuchus of Tzedakah is a very significant Zuchus, so by accepting Tzedakah from an Achri, you're granting them more Zuchuyos. That's going to keep their Malchus going, it's going to keep the Golos going for longer, so we want to dry up their Zuchuyos, so we're not supposed to collect Tzedakah from an Achri, because it causes them to have more Zuchuyos. So for that reason, the Gemara says, Rav Ami didn't want to accept 400 Zuz, that if Ruhorm is Emer Deshvar Malka sent to Rav Ami, the Melech Paras, and but Rava accepted it because of Shalom Malchus. And the Gemara says that even when Rava accepted it, he just distributed it to Aniye Akum. Why was Rav Ami critical if all Rava did was distribute it to Aniye Akum? Rav Ami heard a rumor that Rava accepted it, he didn't hear the end of the story, that he actually distributed only to Aniye Akum. The Gemara says also in Daf Ches that Rav Yosef was Mekabel from Ifru Hormiz and Arnika Dedinri in order to be Podesh Shvuyim with it. And Tosa says, Mishum Shalom Malchus, and that's quoted the Halach in Shulchan Aruch, Yerodeh Simration and Dalit Si'if Bey. So now the question becomes, well, wait a second. There is a Heter Mefurish in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to be Mekabel Tzedakah from a guy Betzina. Right? That was the Sugya Mesech Sanhedrin, that it's Mutter to be Mekabel Tzedakah Betzina. But according to the Gemara Mesech Basra, anytime you're Mekabel Tzedakah from a Nachri, you're just giving them more zuchuyos. How is that okay? Why is it okay to do a betzina lechora? Even betzina, the biyavosh katsira tishavarna, still applies betzina. So there are several approaches in the achronim how to deal with that issue. How could it be that you're allowed to be mekabel tzedakah from a nachri betzina? What about the concern of Bab Basra that you're supposed to dry up their zuchuyos? So the drisha writes, no. It's only usher for a gabay tzedakah on account of biyavosh katsira tishavarna. But for an individual, there's no issue. The whole issue in Bab Basra is only if you're a gabay tzedakah distributing the funds. Haraya, the case was Rabbi Ami was about distributing, and he decided instead to distribute to Aniye Nachrim. But it wasn't for him, it wasn't for his personal funds. If it's for you personally, then you're allowed to be Mekabel Betzina. The Taz writes differently, that if a Nachri gives to a non-Jewish poor as well, then it's mutter. Then it's not as special as a chus that he's going to have, because he's just a charitable person. He's not giving to Israel, he's giving to everybody, and included in that are Jewish people. So that's that wouldn't be run afoul of the Gemara in Bava Basra. The Rishon Lezion says, a third approach, that it's only a problem if the non-Jewish government gives the tzedakah. What's Bivosh Ksir Tishvarna? That we don't want to extend the Golos. We don't want to extend Shibun Malchus. And that only happens if you're giving a Zuchus to the Malchus. But if you're not giving any Zuchus to the Malchus, you're just giving a Zuchus to an individual, that wouldn't be a problem. In the Maaser Rokeach, he has a fourth approach, and he says that it's only a problem if he gives the tzedakah to the Rabbim. But whenever he gives to an individual, it's not going to be a problem. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, nah, ein achinami. You're only allowed to take betzina if there's a hechrich gomer to do so. I mean, ein achinami. The Gemara in Bavas is correct. You're not supposed to take tzedakah. Even betzina, you really shouldn't do it. But only time you're allowed to take that, when the Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to take betzina, when the Gemara Sanhedrin says you're allowed to take betzina, it's because you're muchrich to do so. If you're muchrich to do so, you're even allowed to take befaresya. That's if you're really, really, really muchrich to do so. So there are different levels of hechrich. If you're somewhat desperate, you can take betzina. If you're super desperate, you can take befaresya. But lechelchila, you shouldn't take at all because of Yivosh Ketzira Tisha Barna. That's the how they reconcile those Gemaras. Now, you do see from the Gemara that you're not allowed to be Mekabel Tzedakah from Goyim, so ask Tosfos, wait a second, how do we bring this back to the first half of the Shir, the Sugya and Erechin, that you're allowed to be Mekabel a Ner that a Goy gave to a Beis HaKnesses? Ah, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Tzedakah, why can you be Mekabel a Ner that he gave to the Beis HaKnesses? So the Tosfos writes, in Babasu, Dav Chesam and Aleph, Hasam Taim Mishum Davu Kimo Korban, V'amrin an Ishish L'Rabos Nachrim Shinodim Nidarm Rindavos Ki Yisrael, that anything that's similar to a carbon, a guy is allowed to give a carbon as well. And the reason is because tzedakah is mechaper, you're not allowed to be mekabel from a nachri. Nedarim and nedavos don't come for a kapara, and therefore you're allowed to be mekabel them. And that's what the Rama writes in Yardeis and Rishon Dal Sivay. Similarly, a nachri wants to come and daven. Yeah, you know, he's allowed. We asked Rav Shechter a couple of times where, for whatever reason, the nachri showed up in shul. This is past Friday night. I was looking, I was standing in shul, and I look up toward the Ezra's Nashim. I don't know why, I was just spacing out. And I see this African American woman standing there with her phone out, texting in the Ezra on Friday night in shul, and I'm like, "What is going on?" And afterwards, she came down and she said that she was walking from her community in Rosedale, which is a beautiful neighborhood that borders on North Woodmere. And as she was walking down, she said she was looking for a church, and she saw this big, beautiful Jewish church. And she saw all these Jewish people walking in, so she asked someone on the way, am I allowed to come in? She asked one of the fellows that was outside, and the guy said, of course, Beis Tfili Hilachol Amim, everyone is allowed to come in. So she came, and she told me that she wasn't texting, she was taking notes on my Dvar Halacha on Friday night. So she said she had one kasha, she wanted to know what the word Kedusha means. So I was like, that's your only kasha? So it was a fascinating conversation. But if a Nachri wants to come and wants to daven, so it's basically a little chalam. Even if Nachri wants to contribute, they're technically allowed to contribute Nidarim u'Nidavos, but not something that's going to be I'll shame the Nachri. Obviously, when you get into the weeds and you get into actual cases, Poskim have to come up with a lot of kulas, because a lot of times there are different fundraising initiatives that take advantage of different types of money that comes from all sorts of places. But these are the two sugyas, just to give a basic overview of being Mekabel Nidarim u'Nidavos and being Mekabel Tzedakah from a Nachri. Okay, everyone have a great day, great Shabbos, great couple of weeks. I'll see you on the other end. I think it's going to be 2 weeks.